According to a market research study by NPD Group, the average American home contains $7,000 worth of unused items. Can you believe that? We've got some help for you. Joining us on the line is Donna Smallen Cooper, who's written the book, How to Declutter and Make Money Now, the Do-It-Yourself Fast Track Guide to Turning Clutter into Cash. And someone also who knows a little bit about that is Liam Howley, who is with the website and app Declutter, D-E-C-L-U-T-T-R. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let's start, Donna, with you. You got the book, How to Declutter and Make Money Now. You've had a firsthand experience about decluttering your life, haven't you?
Absolutely, I have. And, you know, if you're like most people, you have a lot of stuff lying around your home, just taking up valuable space. And I personally had a drawer full of cell phones and shelves full of DVDs when we were selling our house and downsizing. And I was so fortunate to discover declutter.com, and I do mention them in my book because this is the thing. They will pay you cash for unwanted cell phones, DVDs, CDs, video games, even books. And it's quick, it's easy, and in fact, it's so quick and easy that the average customer will submit about 60 items at a time. And I'll tell you, this is a great way to get some quick cash for the holidays.
So, Liam, how does that work? How does that business model work? You're just paying money for these items? Are you going to then resell them, or what happens to all of these items?
Yeah, precisely. So we'll resell the vast majority of them. The customer enters them into the website or scans them with the free smartphone apps, completes their order, choose how they want to get paid, ship the items for free, and then we pay them the day after we receive those items.
And I would assume more recent items are more valuable than things that have been sitting around for 15, 20 years, or what determines the value of a lot of these?
Yeah, that's correct. The newer the product, generally, the more we pay for them, especially with cell phones. You're going to get more money for an iPhone 6S than you are for an iPhone 4. The newer the phone, the newer, the bigger the price.
Donna, is this a time of year when people start to think, well, here comes the new year, maybe it's time to clean out, clean up? Do you see more of that this time of year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and especially because it's a gift-giving holiday and lots of people get cell phones and other electronic items, tech items for Christmas, you know, this is a great time to go ahead and sell the old ones. And anything you can't sell, you can always donate and take the tax write-off for 2016.
If you're like most people, you're not sure where half of those things are. How do you sort of get to that point where you're kind of a little bit organized your clutter? What's a good tip for this morning?
Well, what I always recommend is that you start small. Just take a room, any room, and then pull out a drawer, look at a shelf, and declutter that one space at a time. And, you know, even the hard part's getting started, so just plan to spend 15 minutes. Set a timer even. But you know what will happen is sometimes you'll start and you'll get going and you'll want to keep on going. So you'll be able to accomplish a lot more than you think. But even if you don't, 15 minutes a day is 7 hours a month, and that's a lot of decluttering.
And it kind of relieves a little stress. There's a burden with all that clutter. Even though I don't see it right now, I can tell you, in my mind, it's where all this stuff is cluttering my mind too, I think, on occasion.
Absolutely, and that's what we hear from a lot of people, and that's what I see from experience as well. It's a very freeing process to let things go, and until you actually do it, you don't realize.
If we're getting rid of some of our tech things, there's always this issue of what's on there? What's my privacy? What stuff have I done on there that somebody can access? Liam, how is that handled, this sort of safety aspect of some of these items that we might be selling to you?
Sure. So we provide clear instructions on how to erase all your personal information from the tech devices. We'll then check the items by hand when they come into the warehouse to ensure that everything's been deleted, and we won't complete the order until that's been done. So it's very safe.
And again, how do people go about getting this? Is it an app? Do they go to a website? What's the way to get these electronics to you?
Sure. So there's a website at declutter.com. Or there's our free smartphone apps on iPhone and Android. So head over there today, get an instant price for your items. Like I say, choose how you want to get paid, either direct deposit, check, or by PayPal. Ship the items to us for free, and we'll pay you the day after we receive those items.
Wow, I can actually use the phone that I'm using to sell to you while I'm selling it to you. That's kind of crazy. I haven't I've got to wrap my mind around that.
Donna,
people are getting ready to declutter. How do they emotionally detach from some of this? Usually the stuff we have is because it has some sentimental value to it, or do we kind of have to divide it into categories to determine really if we need it?
You know, the best question you can ask yourself is, would I buy this again today? Because that is a really defining question. And lots of times when you realize the answer is no, it's easier to let go. And I have to say that, you know, letting go is like a muscle. And the more you use it, the easier it gets.
Well, I suppose once you start getting some money back on a lot of these things as well, besides doing something for declutters electronics, where do you can donate things? Do garage sales, are they successful, or is there other ways to kind of get your stuff out and still make some money?
Yeah, you know, a garage sale is always an option, but sometimes, and I always try to sell things because I personally like to get paid to declutter, but if it's, now it's at the end of the year, and you know what, this is a great time. If you can't sell things, go ahead and donate them and take the tax write-off for 2016.
Sounds good. Again, the book is called How to Declutter and Make Money Now. Our guest, Donna Smalling-Cooper, also joined by Liam Howley from declutter.com, where you can get rid of your electronics and DVDs and things like that. Thanks both of you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.